It's not very popular, though, even here at this seminary, to say, to live, you must die. Die to all that gets in the way of Christ living in us. And so we ask, do people see Christ in our living, in the ordinary events of our daily lives, in the way that we treat one another as students or faculty or staff? How is it with us? In a far-off land, there was a tyrant who had ironclad control over all parts of his kingdom, except for one frustrating area. He was unable to destroy people's belief in God. He summoned his advisors and put this question to them: where can I hide God? One advisor suggested that God be hidden on the dark side of the moon. This was debated, but turned down because it was thought that one day scientists would discover a means for space travel. Another advisor came up with the idea to bury God beneath the depths of the ocean floor. This too was turned down for basically the same reason of potential scientific advancements. Finally, the last advisor had a flash of insight. "I know," he said. "Why did we hide God where no one would ever think of finding him?" He explained, "If we hide God in the ordinary events of people's everyday lives, they will never find him. And people are still looking, even today." How comforting for us to know, though, that people like ourselves, people who move from death to life, cannot hide what God has done and is still doing in us. And that's your answer and mine to the question, does Christ and his cross stand out above our living? Do people see joy in us? Do they see in us freedom from fear, freedom from sin, death, and the devil? Do they see that in Christ, life is a gift coming to us totally because of God's grace? God is faithful to you and me. The cross says so. Yes, the cross reminds us that even though we again and again are faithless to our God, even though at times we allow our living, our decisions, and our actions to be controlled by dead values, God is still faithful to us. Knowing that is why I go to sleep at night, not worrying and wondering if what I've done in a given day is enough to please God. I know he's walking with me. Walking with me each step of the way, just as I know he's walking with you students and faculty and staff. I know that he who calls us is faithful to us. I know this because he cannot be false to himself. What a great gift our God daily and richly gives to us. Yes, what a great gift to know that in Christ we never walk alone. What a great gift to know that because of his life, death, and resurrection, we have been brought from death to life. If we have died with Christ, we will also live with him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.